Blog Talk
Well,
Radio.
welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, ladies, I know you're tired of the same old thing. Things have become so mundane. I mean, your bedroom is just so cold. It's so cold, but I'm here to tell you, I got a strategy. We got to heat it up. Come on.
Thank you for joining me. I am your host, Annalise. Sorry for that little inconvenience there, little technical difficulty. Tonight, we are starting our Welcome Back show. We've been missing in action for a little bit, but we are back. We're here, and we're going to start gracing you with our 30-minute segment of little quick gems from here to there. Tonight, we're going to showcase a young man from Nigeria by the name of Philip, and he is going to interview with me about a cut that he has out called Mama's Boy. That's what you hear playing in the background. I hope you enjoy it, and I can't believe it's been a whirlwind of a year for me this year. I've come down with COVID along with my pre-existing conditions. I just lost all kinds of motivation to keep going with my little project. But I'm back, absent from my responsibilities, but now I'm present again. I'm too strong of a woman to sit down and not share my voice when that is my blessing on purpose to spread some joy. Otherwise, I truly would be the little old lady that talks to herself. Let me just share a little tidbit that I'm grateful for. I am going through a tooth issue where I have two back teeth that really need to be worked on. So eating has been a real hassle for me lately. For some strange reason, I have been craving steak, and it's been almost difficult trying to get my lips around this juice, these onions, all of this goodness that comes with eating a steak, and it's driving me absolutely batty. But in all of this, I have learned to maneuver chewing, if you will, what I'm trying to eat so that I can chew it up and actually get the flavor and enjoy what I'm eating. Luckily, I don't have any pain, so God has granted me enough time to gird up my loins, get myself to the dentist, but in the meantime, I'm very thankful for this time that he's given me with having such a serious tooth problem without any pain. I tell you, that in itself, it's a blessing. There's nothing worse than having a toothache or bad feet. Either one is bad. Either one will ruin your day for sure. I have no idea how my grandmother did it with absolutely no teeth in her mouth. That will baffle me forever. I love this song. We're going to play it over and over and over again. Let it run. Let it do its thing, because I kind of like it. Okay, so now that I have learned how to maneuver eating steak, I need to learn to move on to fruit, because I'm missing out there big time. Needless to say, I'm doing a lot of smoothie drinking. Luckily, my healthy diet change allows me to get all my nutrients I need from smoothies. You'd be surprised that the nutrition that you can get from a spinach smoothie, throw some apples in there, little coconut water and flaxseed. Ooh, yeah. Now you're talking. And you can go about your day because you'll be all powered up and energized. Anyway, I found myself to be thankful for the ability to just chew my food and enjoy my delicious taste. The Lord gave me my teeth and the ability to retrain my brain into learning how to chew. So I am forever grateful for that. For now, we got to remember, people, you have to be celebrating all small wins. Any little one you get, celebrate it. Because that's where the blessings come from. Celebrate when you wake up. Celebrate when you're walking. Because we got to celebrate every win in order to manifest more blessings. You have to celebrate and cherish the little ones. Amen? I think so. So come on, join me as I discover and spotlight my new Black-owned business associate, Phil, also known as Slim Phil with a Z, from Nigeria. We're featuring his song, Mama's Boy, in the background. I just love this song and how he appreciates his mother. We'll learn in the interview in a bit here. Also, like, I was thinking about, I have a new segment on the show, one specifically for stoners, which we're going to call the Upper Room. It's really just for stoners. So stay tuned in and tuned up. And do come with your friends, because it's always fun to joke and laugh when other people are in the room that you can laugh at. It's kind of like a card game. I'll pull a card and, I don't know, we'll figure out how we're going to play that game. This all brings me to the show tonight and the interview with my friend Phil. So let's get right to the interview. It's a telephone interview, so it kind of went something like this. So, Phil, tell me, what can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you got started in the music industry and what drives your passion? He went on to say, I am from Nigeria. Emo State, precisely. I am from a family of four, and I am the third child. I have been doing music my whole life. My home is like the Von Trapp family. Everybody can sing. From my dad to my mom, rest her soul, to my three other siblings, everyone can really sing. I focused on hip-hop, rap, and R&B when I took to music outside my family and started performing. Music gives me joy. It rejuvenates and keeps me young and fly, he adds. So I have not started making money from it yet. I do believe there is a saying that goes, if you love what you do, you will never work for the rest of your life. So that is what I'm doing to grease my elbow, he adds. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. It seems like this song. Oh, I just love this song. It kind of makes me teary-eyed a little bit. I'm sorry I had to get it together there. Okay. I wanted to talk about this segment from Philip and his Mama's Boy interview. He says he went home one day and had dinner with his mother, and she had cooked his favorite dish. He calls the dish how do you pronounce this? Emusi. And his grandmother and his mother says to him, I hope one day you find a wife that can cook this meal for you, because I won't always be here. And he said, because you have to find someone outside of our current tribe. I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Oyinbu women have no idea how to season food. So please, find yourself a beautiful black African queen who can cook this dish for you. And he said he couldn't help but just keep smiling and thanking her for the dish. It was so delicious. But I, myself, I agree with Mom wholeheartedly. She knows best, Phil, so listen to her. Find you a beautiful black queen with soul in everything about her to carry on the tradition. There's always something new to learn here on At Least Treasures. And tonight I'm learning that the feeling is mutual amongst mothers in are the same across all waters of the world when it comes to black mothers and our sons. I love it. We really all do think the same. We want the best. We want a woman that can cook. We don't want our son having to eat something that's all nasty or whatever. But I hope you're enjoying this song that's playing Mama's Boy in the background. And if you are one of my radio show hosts, DJ, event planning, need an entertainer to sing in your video, whatever, give my boy Phil a shout out. He's already got a new song out called That From Scratch, and that's on Spotify, Apple Music platforms, and YouTube. You can also find him on Instagram at Kushi_Junior. That's at symbol KUSHE_JR. You can find him on YouTube at Slim Phil. That's SlimPhilz. And, of course, he's on WhatsApp International, of course. So that number would be 917-566-571909. And, of course, his email address is philiperim90@gmail.com. Let me spell that. PHILIPERIM90@gmail.com. This is how he can be contacted. Let's get this song going all over the radio waves, and let's push it on YouTube. Let's give it some hits and show him some love, because this is a beautiful song. I guarantee you this song is going to come back around on Mother's Day and be right up there with Tupac's song, Dear Mama, because baby love. If it was not for us mothers, none of you would be here. So honor your mother and father all the days of your life, that yours may be fruitful and many. Hey, hold on a second. Let's throw this in here. Did you know, real quick segment, did you know, going back over the conversation with Phillip, AKA Slim Phils, a couple of things deserving of explanation jumped out to me. For those of you who are wondering, UAE stands for United Arab Emirates, located in the southern coast of the Persian Gulf. Yes, the capital is Dubai. That would be the desert Vegas for real. I am really going to go over there one day. I would love to do that and hold a radio show over there. Let's try another one. Okay. Did you know the word Oyinbo? I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. I really am. The meaning is, and I looked it up to find out the meaning, is the person with a peeled off or lightened skin. Wow. Kind of sounds like white people to me. So, yeah. Those are little tidbits that I picked up from that conversation that I didn't understand. I would love to delve in a little bit about Nigeria, where he's from. They love dance. They love music. They're one with the earth. They're spiritual. They're family orientated, and they love life. I absolutely found pleasure in talking with Philip, and I am encouraging him to keep his head up, keep his passion alive, and keep singing from his soul, and forever give Jah the utmost and forever praise, because he's blessed you with a beautiful soul. He's blessed you with a beautiful voice, beautiful family that can sing. You now have an angel in heaven that's your mama. So I'm looking forward to seeing more things from you in the future. And I hope you come and grace us with your presence another time. I also hope that maybe we can get an opportunity to talk to you in the near future and share some more details about any of your upcoming adventures, doings, maybe some movies. I don't know, but I thought I would just go ahead and blow your song up, because when I first heard it, it just really kept making me smile, because you were giving honor to your mom and you were just really grateful about little tidbits that she left behind. Now that she's gone, usually we start tuning in as we get older to the important things in life. And some of those things are lessons that our parents leave us in a word or a prayer or even a look. It's time for us all to slow down and smell the roses and be grateful for all the little things that we have that really end up being big things and big void fillers in our life later on. Because nobody's promised tomorrow, baby. So you better set your footprints in the sand while you're here. I want everybody to be grateful. Worship God. Honor him. Pray with him. And serve him. Talk to him every day. He's here. He's waiting. And he's leaving us little tidbits of nuggets every day to make us better people, better human beings, better soul spirits, so that we can live in harmony. Because the way it's going right now, it's not looking too good for us. And I really don't want to go down like that in flames. If you believe anything in the Bible, in the instruction manual is what I call it, then you'll know that everything that's taking place today is supposed to take place. And there's going to be more things that are going to take place. So leave your mark, be it in a song, be it like me, the podcast, or, you know, in a script writing, whatever it is. Express yourself. Express your journey here on earth. Leave your mark. And by all means, be a blessing to someone on purpose. Just for no good reason. You never know if that guy asking for change really does need to get on the bus because he's trying to get to a job interview. That's his last straw. And you could have gotten him there by just giving him the dollar ticket to get on the bus. So think of little things like that as you go about your day and your night, whatever part of the world you're in, and be mindful of your thinking, of your thoughts. Where the mind goes, the man follows. So try to train your brain to think positive thoughts, think positive things to say, affirmations. Just be kind for no reason, and you'll start to see that your spirit will just change and just be much more lighter, easier to carry around this dog on earth. I'll tell you, the burden is heavy, The burden is heavy, but God's yoke is very light. And this is coming from a sinner who I have not got it right all the way either, but I do my part in every little bit that I can. And being a blessing by helping someone else is what I like to do. So in every aspect of what I do, in church, as a serve, or just being kind to my neighbors, looking out for them, giving them a Christmas card on their door. You never know when the last time you're going to talk to somebody or see them or have a moment with them. So even if they come at you ugly, try to reel it back in, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and give it back to them with love. You'll be glad you did. It'll save you your heartache. It'll save you your high blood pressure. And it'll knock Satan and all his little arrows down because they won't be able to penetrate your peace that you will find when you start doing this. I'll tell you, give God a few moments every day. Ask him for exactly what you want. And while you're here, listen attentively to the lessons that are here for us every day. Man, if I could turn back the hands of time, what would I do different? That's a good place to hold another segment. I want to thank you for coming back and joining me with my comeback show. I hope to do this twice a week. We'll start off with one right now, but I'll keep you posted. Hopefully our segments will get longer. We'll have more guests on our show and have more conversations. That's what I'm trying to get at. We'll open up the lines to callers to call in and actually dialogue together on some of today's issues and spew out some of that what's in there. We'll help you reel it back in, get you off the cliff. So thanks again for sitting on the porch with me. This is Aunt Lee, your host of Aunt Lee's Treasures. And I want to thank you for joining me. Remember to be a blessing to someone on purpose. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that.
Some call me snack on my wine glass, shit. You ever love my pizza planting on a piece of sushi, duck? This well, I just a piece of what it's on you, see? She burnt me,
mama, tell me how to be a good boy. That made my friends always call me mad boy. Mama, tell me how to treat his ladies fine. Tell me how to stay fly. Tell me how to show all of love. Tell me how to cook my food and wash my gloves. Mama, I love is just incredible. I love is just incredible.
Yeah. One of the best gifts God bless this earth with was with mothers. They don't joke with their families, husbands, sons or daughters. Angels without wings, straight from the Lord above. Women out here multitasking, playing different roles. Light bearers, homemakers, child bearers, bread breakers, pathfinders, miracle workers, solicitors, multipliers, extreme protectors. I swear to God, words ain't enough to eulogize.
Mama, tell me how to be a good boy. That made my friends always call me mad boy. Mama, tell me how to treat his ladies fine. Tell me how to stay fly all the time. Mama, tell me how to show all of love. Tell me how to cook my food and wash my gloves. Mama, I love it just incredible.
When I'm up or down or out, I'ma cry.
My mama's always there when it's sunny or it's raining.
Catch up with us, GD,
get to me, see that. I feel like my mom or when he fed a man.
Never, never,
it's it was never. Oh, oh, mama, oh, you do. Mama, oh, you do.
Never, never,
it's it was never. Oh, that go easy to the phone.
Mama, tell me how to be a good boy. That made my friends always call me mad boy. Mama, tell me how to treat his ladies fine. Tell me how to stay fly. Mama, tell me how to show all of love. Tell me how to cook my food and wash my gloves. Mama, I love it just incredible. Amazing, she knew a bit of everything like seeing. That's why she come, they ask me, where do you go, G? You tell me, say you want to marry. I've been a cheat constantly, yeah. I come to show one you got more, you show one you got more, you. She always told me for fun to set you my nobody, oh, oh, oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but one we would